Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Reiki authors Bronwyn and Fran Steiner, founders of the International House of Reiki. Find out more at www.reiki.net.au.
Hi, my name's Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
And today we have with us Pam Ross from Massachusetts in the USA. Pam runs the Aquarius Sanctuary, which offers various therapies, and the Aquarius Sanctuary bookstore in Westford. And she also works as a professional Reiki practitioner at a dentist's in Westford. So welcome, Pam.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Great. I think first off, what we'd like to know is exactly how you use Reiki at the dentist's. So I know like chiropractors will often have a massage therapist, do a bit of massage before they go in to help limber the client up. Is that what you're doing, or is it something different?
No, this would be different. What usually we do is we question the patients as to whether or not they might like some assistance in relaxation and calming while they have their procedures done. And nine times out of ten, they usually say yes, for obvious reasons. Then, right as the doctor and assistants are working on the patients, I also am sitting there with them, and I'm kind of sitting in the position further down. Like, obviously, the doctors are up by the heads, and I sit kind of down more around the torso area. And I place my hands, well, first of all, I explain to them that what they would feel would be a real kind of gentle pulsation, maybe some heat. I usually tell them that I'm going to place my hands on their solar plexus area. And the reason that I place my hands there is because I feel that we take a lot of tension in the solar plexus area. I mean, that's the first place we kind of crunch up when we're kind of in a fearful mode. I do place my hands on the solar plexus, and again, this is after they give me permission, and I just fire up and work on them as the procedures are being done by the doctors. And generally, the patients feel much calmer. They just seem to relax, and it helps them get over a lot of the fears and anxieties as they're being worked on by the doctors. Something else that we noticed, too, I remember doing a procedure, the doctors were doing a procedure that would take probably, I'm trying to remember what the procedure was. I think it may have been deep cleaning of the gums. And a person had half of her mouth done, and a week later, she came back for the other half of the mouth. And in that week's time, healing had taken place as though 3 weeks had gone by. So it was very fascinating to see how fast the healing accelerated with the Reiki.
Yeah, so it's not only for relaxation, but as well for kind of a healing of the, you know, gums, or if a tooth is broken or fixed up, that it speeds up the kind of healing process.
It promotes faster healing. You probably know with Reiki, Reiki really kind of helps the body return to balance and therefore heal itself. And that's basically, in my opinion, what Reiki does for people. It's not a practitioner doing it. It's really just the energy helping the body to return to balance, to heal its own self. And it kind of accelerates that process by using Reiki.
And do you have the clients come back with different stories about what's actually happened to them from what could possibly be the Reiki?
Well, generally I see, I don't see them until 6 months later.
Yeah.
When they come in again, but for some procedures, It might be like prep work for crowns, and then they come back in 3 weeks to, like they get a temporary crown, and then they come back and get the real crown placed in them. And they may express gratitude for calming them down through the whole process. And, you know, I get a lot of positive feedback from people.
Yeah.
A lot of times in the dental office, too, you know, it's more mainstream. It's not like people who choose alternative routes for doing things. And so this is a wonderful way of introducing mainstream people all about how energy work can help them. And many of them are very surprised. At first they might think, oh, this is kind of weird and kind of voodoo, you know. But I try not to tell them a real lot at the beginning so that they don't think it's so odd and strange.
Yeah.
But if they ask me questions, I'll answer their questions as I know it. Many of them are pleasantly surprised.
Hmm. And have you had any unusual experiences? I know that when people have Reiki treatments, you know, they sense the energy, it can be that quite surprising for them. How have people reacted to that in that way?
Well, one thing that I have noticed, and this is what the patients have told me, the energy goes to where it's needed in the body. And many times if they've had some sort of trauma or operation or something to somewhere else on their body, the Reiki will travel through their body to that place.
Hmm.
Even though my hands are in the solar plexus area, the energy will travel to some place that had been at one time damaged in some way. And it could have been like something, you know, years ago that happened to them, like maybe a broken wrist or perhaps they have back problems or, you know, that kind of thing. Or say some kind of abdominal operation.
Yeah.
They'll comment on how good it feels and how they feel the vibration traveling up through their body and going to an area that had been damaged at one time, and that it feels really nice.
At the dental office, do you also get a wide variety of ages?
Oh, yes. Children through older adults, too.
Mm-hmm.
Retirees. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And also a wide variety of people and their anxieties as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can imagine that too, people who've had bad experiences.
Exactly. And it's been very calming for them. And there are some people that even ask me to be with them when we're cleaning their teeth because it helps to calm them down. I had a little boy during a cleaning. He couldn't even really do cleanings. Some people have a gag reaction when you're working in their mouths, and they can even sometimes throw up. And this particular boy had a terrible gag reflex action. And so finally they told me to come in with him. And I worked with him probably three or four times in a couple years. And we got to a point where we were able to stop his fear and this gag reaction so that he could sit in the chair without me eventually. So I thought that was pretty nice.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, a nice success story.
How long have you been doing it for, actually?
I was trying to figure that out earlier. I know it's at least been 4 years. It's probably more than that now. I had wanted to do it even longer than that. The dentist that I work with is actually my husband. And, of course, he's been trained in traditional medicine. And so it was hard for him to understand how Reiki could help, although he knew something about it. But, again, this is a tougher thing for him coming from a traditional background. And the story is sort of funny. There are a couple girlfriends of mine that are patients of his, and they asked if I could do Reiki on them while while they were in the office having procedures. And so my husband agreed to that. And I remember the night before I was going to go in, I said, "Oh, honey, isn't this great? We're going to be side by side, and you're going to be doing your thing, and I'm going to be doing my thing, and we're going to be helping these people today." And he went, "Huh, you better make sure you just don't get in my way."
Wonderful, wonderful.
So it could have been grounds for divorce.
Well, I guess it's a wonderful way to test your marriage.
And I guess it must have brought you both together in another way.
Oh, it's been wonderful. And I have to tell you now, he says to me, "Well, you know, so-and-so's coming in and they really want you, so make sure you're there." So he's just come to understand the benefits of it. And I don't think to this day he quite understands it, but he really has observed how it helps people.
Yeah.
So that's the main thing.
Yeah. What I actually want to know, too, we talk about, you know, what the client feels, but does as well the dentist see differences? So, for example, by pulling out a tooth or working in the mouth itself, that when the client is more relaxed, the procedures are going much easier and quicker and faster.
Yes. And I will also tell you that we have noticed that the dental assistants and even the dentist, my husband's dental partner, she has received first-degree Reiki. I taught her how because she was very interested. She's sensitive enough. She feels it a lot of the times when I'm sitting next to her. And even the chairside assistants have felt it, and they feel it's very calming for them, too.
Mm. Yeah.
So it must vibrate out to where, you know, they're getting a sense of it as well.
Yeah, so it creates a healing atmosphere in the office, really.
It does. It does. This is kind of an aside thing, too, that I've observed. It seems that having the Reiki in the office has, let's see, how do I say this? I feel that the different people that work there who are more in tune with the vibration of the Reiki, they have stayed there. And those who, for whatever in their own personal lives, maybe vibrate at a different level, the Reiki, I kind of feels almost sloughed off that energy. In other words, the fit isn't there any longer, and some of those people have left. Some of the staff have left and new staff has come in, and the vibrational fit works better.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like attracts like.
Yes, it's very fascinating. But, you know, that was something it's kind of a surprising thing. It's not anything I had guessed would happen, but it's been my observation over the last few years.
Hmm.
So that's kind of a little side factor.
And is anyone using anesthetic at the dental office?
Yes. Oh, yes. The office offers, you know, everything to make the patient as comfortable as possible. And, they have Novocaine, and they'll have the gas if they wish as well, if they're really that nervous.
And will they combine that with Reiki?
Oh, yeah, I've done that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We give them the works to make sure that they're as comfortable as possible.
I think why Bronwyn asked it as well is that because in a lot of Reiki books and in a lot of Reiki websites, and I think as well many Reiki teachers say, oh, don't perform hands-on healing or Reiki when a person is having anesthetic. And I think this is set out of fear or misunderstanding, because Reiki is for, as you say, to create balance. So can you maybe tell us, the listeners, maybe a little bit of how you have encountered this? Do you feel the Reiki affects the anesthetic or doesn't at all? Or is it just, you know, a balanced combination of both of them what helps to relax the client?
I think it's probably a combination. I've always felt that Reiki would would and is a very useful tool, even with traditional medicine. You probably heard that many nurses are trained how to do Reiki, and they actually get credits for it. I really believe that it's a kind of thing that works very well side by side with traditional medicine. And so I don't see where it has to be one or the other. I think the combination works very well.
Can you maybe tell us a little bit about your own journey into the system of Reiki?
Sure. Let's see. Years ago, how many years has it been? Probably at least 15 years ago, I was first introduced to Reiki as a person receiving it. And I found it very fascinating. I went to like a Reiki clinic. It was an opportunity for Reiki students to work on people so that they could practice. And I just thought it was very fascinating. And that led me to learning how to do it because I thought it would be beneficial to my family. I never knew that I would be, at that time, that I would be going into it professionally. And so I got my first degree in Reiki. And then my church was trying to find creative ways of making money because we had a steeple that needed a lot of repair and it was very costly. And so myself and this other woman at church that knew Reiki decided that we would offer a Reiki clinic we did it for a whole spring and summer once a week. And we were doing it on a donation basis, and the donations went toward, giving money to the church to repair the steeple. And what happened for me was people just raved about it so much, and I felt, boy, this is really beneficial. Maybe I should look into doing this more and helping more people. And that's kind of where, in my mind, I crossed over to the whole idea of doing it professionally. And then I went after second degree and then eventually third degree and then mastership. And it's just been a very rewarding thing. And at this point, too, I kind of use it for a foundation and include other things as well. I do a lot of visualization. I add, this would be with my practice, not at the dental office, but I use a lot of visualization. I use gems. I do a simple gem layout on people as well. So all these things together, I think, add to my particular technique of offering a healing session to somebody. And Reiki is definitely the foundation.
Mm. I just have a question about the dentist office. Your
Certainly.
Husband, has he had Reiki?
Yes, he has.
And how does he feel about it, personally?
He finds it relaxing. And sometimes he'll say, oh, I don't feel anything, but then he falls asleep. So I think that when that has occurred, I think it's because he really needed to, like, calm down and de-stress, and he did it enough to fall asleep. So to me, whether or not he's thinking it's something or not, he's still receiving it, and it's giving him the gift of relaxation. Then there have been other times when he's had maybe sore neck or shoulders, and I've given him some Reiki, and he said, oh, thanks, that really helped. You know, it took the pain away.
Yeah.
And Reiki's definitely great for that, too. It helps with pain.
And other dentists, have they been at all influenced by the positive results that your dental office has been achieving?
Well, I've really not expanded outwardly with it. His partner thinks it's amazing and wonderful, and she highly recommends it for her patients. So she's really the only one that, other than my husband, that I've really, introduced it to. I haven't branched out to other offices or anything.
No. because I think, you know, this whole interview has been really, really interesting and is an excellent model for practitioners who might be interested in working in such a field if there are dentists who are open to having Reiki practitioners in the dental office with them.
Well, I would say it's a wonderful opportunity for the patients, and I would hope that some other dentists would be open to allowing people to, you know, Reiki practitioners working side by side with them, because it's just very valuable, and I've seen it over and over again at how valuable it's been, and it would be a good thing, definitely.
Yeah, I notice these days that here in Australia, for example, we have people who call themselves holistic dentists.
And okay,
they look at ways of trying to approach the client in a really positive attitude and support them as much as possible. And I think in
that
sort of environment, what you do would be just perfect.
Oh, well, it absolutely would be. And even when I'm working on them, if they say to me, oh, you know, I sprained my wrist or I broke my wrist a long time ago and it still hurts me, and then I'll say, well, do you want me to give you a little bit of Reiki? And I'll do it simultaneously because, you know, I have two hands, and they'll say, oh, I can't believe how great that feels. I haven't felt no pain there in so long. This is just wonderful. So, you know, I'll offer it to let them know that, hey, you know, it's not just great in the dental office. It's great for other things, too. To me, that was one of the biggest motivating factors, was to expose mainstream people of the benefits of using energy work.
Yeah.
And so the exposure and, of course, helping them.
I think it's a wonderful way of integrating an alternative healing method with modern Western medical science, or whatever we might call it. And it's a really beautiful coming together. And specifically when people sitting in a chair and actually undergoing a procedure and then receiving an hands-on healing treatment at the same time, I think it is absolutely wonderful.
It is. To me, it's also, anybody, even if you're not trained in Reiki, if you just take your hand and place it on somebody's arm and talk to them in a soothing, nurturing manner, that in itself is amazingly healing. And so if you're adding also this wonderful energy, if you're tapping into that too and giving that to them, I mean, it's such a gift to them. It's probably the way healers used to heal, you know, a long time ago.
So I think so too.
It's a gift, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, thank you for today. That was fantastic and really, really interesting. And I'm sure we'll get quite a lot of response from that. And I'm sure it will also inspire many Reiki practitioners to get out there and think about what they're doing and how they can also reach a more general public, a mainstream public, and show them that something as wonderful as Reiki is there for everyone and can really help.
That's right, and I'm in total agreement with you, and that's my hope for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
I'm going to book in a treatment for a dental.
If we're ever in Massachusetts.
I'd be more than happy to help you.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome.